B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Two, Zolak and Bertrand.
We got a busy day today.
Yeah, we sure do.
Sure do. People calling in, calling out, calling
what
in.
What is going on?
Interview day today, baby. Interview.
So, Bert, I see Bert. Bert's here.
Hi, Bert. Bert.
Can Bert speak? Ah, he's turned down.
That's okay. He's got to mute himself.
I can see him. And now what? We're going to Gilmore?
Steph.
Yay, nay.
Yay, nay.
Yay or nay. All right, we are. We'll get to Bert in a moment. Bert's got to stand by. We're going to go to Stephon Gilmore, brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. It's Steph Gilmore on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Hey, what's going on, Steph Gilmore? How are you?
We got you, Steph?
Yes. I'm good. How you doing?
There you go. Good. Hey, we all know the results from the other night. What did the film show you guys, and what could you guys get better at?
Wonderful.
I'm having trouble hearing him.
You think?
Wonderful. Well, the sponsor read is in.
Okay.
So that's taken care of.
The connection is too bad to do this right now. Check, check, check. Hello? I hear me.
That'll fix it.
Today's your day. Spring Bird in. Should bring Bird in.
We should.
Spring Bird in.
Can I?
Yes.
I don't know. We'll see.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
Albert, you there?
Albert?
Yeah.
All right.
For once, I'm not the guy with the bad phone.
No,
I guess,
kidding.
Right?
All right. Very good.
It's okay.
We're on to Bert Breer. Thank you very much, Steph Gilmore. We're on to Bert Breer. Bert, let's talk about Cam Newton. Let's just first get your reaction to the game on Sunday night. And the fact that the Patriots were in it until the very end. And what does that mean for you and how, in terms of how you view the team?
Well, I think it's like, to me, it's a big step forward from week one. Cause I think we knew they were going to be able to do some creative stuff. But when you run an offense the way they ran an offense in week one, the first question is going to be what happens when you fall behind, right? Like that's been the question for Baltimore the last couple of years. And as great as they were last year, you saw what the Ravens looked like in the playoffs when they fell behind Tennessee, right? So, this to me was different. Like they fell behind 28-17. Goodbye. They fell behind 35-23. They had to throw the ball. And, you know, Zoe, as you know, it's much more difficult to throw the ball when the other team knows what's coming.
Yeah.
They were still able to move it, you know? And so
yeah.
I thought, you know, week one was encouraging in that it showed what the Patriots could do creatively with Cam Newton. Week two was encouraging in that it showed that Cam Newton can still win the game from the pocket, which, you know, I think there were still going to be some questions with him in that area coming off the shoulder injury and everything else.
All right, so let's talk about his pay and what he makes.
Yep.
And there's been some discussion about that this week because he did all the things that you just mentioned. He showed that he's, you know, he's healthy and he's throwing the ball well and he threw for nearly 400 yards and things are going well for Cam Newton through 2 weeks. He is, you know, through 2 weeks, When you set your expectations, you said if he's healthy, he could be really good. Well, turns out he looks healthy and he looks really good. Does that mean the team should look at paying him?
I would try and pay him.
And at what point do you do that? When do you make that decision? I've said, and Zoe said as well, the bye week seems like a good space to take a look at that. But what do you think?
If you're confident in him, like, and if you feel like what you've seen over the last 2 weeks is real, then I think you try to pay him now. And I know that sounds a little crazy because it's only 2 weeks of evidence, but I just, if you hear me out here, I think there are three reasons why it's smart to do this. Number one, like he might be willing to take less right now because he's been through a lot and he may just be looking for a stable place to be and to know that he's going to be in one place for a while. So, you know, in that way, I think more so now than after 8 weeks or 10 weeks or 12 weeks when he's so close to getting to free agency, I think you might be able to convince him to take a little bit less and do something that's more affordable for the team.
Wait a minute. So you say give him a bump or give him an extension?
Because Zoe and Beadle are talking about just giving him more money for this year. Like,
I'm talking about extending him. I'm talking about, I think you should look at extending him.
And for how long?
Like, so here's the thing. That brings me to the second point, which is this is the way NFL contracts work, right? Really, it's 3 years. Most deals, like the way they're set up, the guarantees usually lock a quarterback in for 3 years. So after that, it's just team options. Well, why not start the clock on that now? You know he's going to be your quarterback for the rest of this year anyway. Why not start the guarantees right now, right? So it's like 20, 21, 22. So you're locked into him for the next 3 years, which you're locked into him for one of those 3 years already anyway. So you're out of the guarantees a little earlier if you do the deal now, you know? So I think that makes sense from that standpoint, you know? And then the other part of it is just, you know, I think having that sort of stability going forward. I mean, look at what Alex Smith did for the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, no one remembers this now, right? But they didn't bring him in. They brought him in. People didn't think he was going to be like the answer for the next 10 years. You know, he was the bridge to the next guy, and he allowed them to win while they were building the roster up, while Andy Reid was putting his mark on the team. And it gave them the flexibility to sort of look at young quarterbacks in a different way, where it was like, all right, like, well, when we see one we really like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to get super aggressive and go and get him. They didn't have to lock into a single year where they had to go and get one, which, you know, that's how Christian Ponder winds up going 12th overall when a team decides before an offseason we need to get our quarterback of the future. So, you know, I think from that standpoint, like just having Cam there, like you'll have a competent answer in the building for at least the next 3 years if you do that now. And it's like, all right, like, so we have somebody who's really good for right now. And he gives us the flexibility where the next young guy doesn't necessarily have to come at a given date. You've got flexibility to look at quarterbacks over several years to decide who the next guy is going to be.
All right, let's talk more about this and what maybe the money is. You mentioned a couple of dollar figures there, what the guarantees would be, all of this, when they might consider doing this. And is it, it's been 2 weeks. We're talking about this after two games. That seems a little wild. We'll pick it up with Burt Breer. He is with us. Burt Breer, the MMQB, with us here on Zolak and Bertrand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
MMQB is with us, and Burt is advocating for the Patriots to sign Cam Newton to a contract extension right now. You want him to get going today,
Burt. Give me a number.
What's the guaranteed money on this deal?
I think maybe you look at Ryan Tannehill's deal in Tennessee.
4 years, $118, $62 million guaranteed.
Maybe that's your comp. I mean, like, look, it's expensive. Quarterbacks are expensive, guys. You know what I mean?
Zoe's ready to fall out of his chair over here.
And maybe you get him to take less, but like that's what quarterbacks and I know they're sticker shock. Zoe, I understand why they're sticker shock, because you've been paying less for Tom Brady forever, right? But this is what everybody else has to pay for quarterbacks. I mean, like, look, like Carson Wentz doesn't.
So now they're going to do this all of a sudden.
Well, who would you rather have, Ryan Tannehill or Cam Newton?
Oh, Cam Newton.
Cam Newton's far better than Ryan Tannehill.
Here's the thing. Would you rather have him at that price now, or roll the dice and let him get to free agency, where who knows what can happen? It's out of your control at that point, and you risk the idea that you lose him then, and now all of a sudden you're starting from zero at quarterback.
Yeah, I don't love starting at zero at quarterback, but
I mean, that's the thing is, it's like okay. The going price. I mean, like that's the Titans ran into that, you know, like where it's like, well, you know, like maybe Ryan Tannehill's not going to be the quarterback for us in 2030, but he's a really good answer for us right now. and he'll buy us time to find the next guy. Like if you're John Robinson or Mike Vrabel down there, it's like Ryan Tannehill got us to an AFC title game, and like he's going to buy us 3 or 4 years at least to find the next guy.
Burt Breer, that's the way you have to look at this. Is with us. Burt Breer is brought to you by Rockland Federal Credit Union. Times have been tough. Rockland Federal Credit Union, that is, can help with the products you need, a free on-demand credit monitoring tool, and the personal service you deserve. Visit rfcu.com today. Okay, what's the difference between doing it this week and doing it in 6 weeks?
Because in 6 weeks, if he's playing really well, he might be of a mind to say, you know what, I'm good, and I'm gonna let this ride, and I'm gonna go to free agency. And I think, you know, what you do is, like, by taking care of him now, there's also a date in the calendar. I think it's right around the trade deadline where you can't dump money into this year anymore, mm-hmm. right?
Okay.
So I think part of the idea, too, would be you've got all this cap space that you didn't know you'd have. Wouldn't it be nice to, like, dump a bunch of the money it's going to cost to keep Cam into this year when you have, like, $30 million burning a hole in your pocket, right? Yeah. I mean, like that.
Yeah, I mean, you can roll it over.
You can roll it over, but I think it would logically make sense to spend some of that now, I would think. Right?
And to do it literally this week, Bird, coming off a loss.
You start the
conversation right now and say, look, you know, things are going well here. We think it's a good fit. I mean, I think you'd be up against it more if they had come out and, as you know, to use Zoe's phrase earlier, get a statement win against the Seahawks. No, you beat a team
sort
you should.
Of a statement loss.
You beat a team that you should. You lost to a team that, okay, but you showed us something. Let's talk about a long-term deal. Don't do it, like you said, Bert, you know, 7 weeks from now when they could be.
If you're like,
you know, can't we wait?
Let's say you're 7-2 at that point. Like, would it be out of line for Cam Newton, who, by the way, has an MVP in his back pocket, would it be out of line for Cam Newton to say, I want what Deshaun Watson got?
What if you're 1-3
after
the first month? Isn't that a better time to try that?
I mean, if you think that's where you're going to be. Like, I'm just saying,
I think they're going to be 2-2. But is it better? You go ahead.
I'm going on the premise that you feel good about where you are, right? Like, I think Josh and Bill feel good about where they are with Cam right now. I think he's fit in really well. I think the locker room's behind him. You see that with the way that some of the players are talking now.
Yeah.
Like, if you feel really good about it and you think, God, like, we're going to be 6-2 at the midway point of the year, it might make sense to get in front of this. And nobody has better vision for that than Bill, right? Like, Bill knows what his team, I think Bill probably already has a pretty decent idea of what his team is. So he has to know that the price tag is going to go up, you know? And I'm just saying, like, if you think, if you're 90% sure that Cam's A, healthy and going to stay healthy, and that's like a moving target, but like you feel good about where he is just physically, right? And B, that you're going to be very successful in large part because of how he's playing. Like, you feel confident about those two things, like you might, like, you're just getting ahead of it, right? Like, because if you think you're going to be 7-2 in November, well, of course the price tag is going to go up. At that point, Cam's going to look at it and think about, if you were in this situation, Cam's going to look at it and say, I just got to make it through 7 more games and then I'm free, you know?
Yeah, like, so. And I'm with you on this because I thought, I don't think Zoe or Beadle did, but I thought before they even started, like, if he's good enough to start for him and be their starting quarterback week one, what's so crazy about the notion that he might stick around and this isn't just a 1 year, they're going to use him, he's going to use them type of situation? What other options are there? You're going to have this dynamic year with Cam Newton, and then now we're going to bring along Stidham. Now he's going to be the guy next year. Anybody excited for that?
I mean, Hardy, that was the point I was going to make too. Like, all right, like, let's say you let him, let's say you take the risk and, you know, he winds up walking. Like, then, like, what's the better solution?
Right.
What are you looking at then? Like, where's the fix? And remember, if you're trying to re-sign him in March, I mean, maybe the market's not there for him, you know, the way the market wasn't there for him last year, but I don't think you can count on that. You know, some guys could go south in certain places, and it's like, okay, like, say the Bears, for example, the Bears could be back in the market for a quarterback. The guys at the teams at the third year guys, like Baker Mayfield in Cleveland, Josh Allen in Buffalo, Sam Darnold in New York, there are all these different, like, places where there could be there. I mean, it's not impossible to see someone wanting to bring in a veteran, and you're going to be negotiating in a very, very tight cap environment. So the way I look at it is, if you take care of this, if you feel good about it now, I think you have to look at it and say, all right, if Cam's not our quarterback in 2021, what's the best outcome? And I, can you guys answer that for me?
I don't think they'll be very good because I don't think they have someone. And right. And I would say that if they were to re-sign and do what you're saying they should consider doing right now, that is a full-blown admission that there is nothing to look forward to with Jarrett Stidham. Well, that Jared, thing is, I mean, dead and over.
It's, okay, and I liked Stidham's talent. I like who he is as a person. I was optimistic about him. Like, I'm willing to admit, like, the fact that he's not dressing is a major red flag, isn't it?
Yeah.
like they're not giving him a jersey on game day. Like yeah. that's
we were talking about him as the heir apparent to Tom Brady, and now he doesn't even get a jersey. You
know? Yeah,
he watches the game from home.
He get a letter.
Yeah, I'm with you too. The money is outrageous, but you look at the money that quarterbacks make. You look at money for quarterbacks around the league on teams that have no shot at winning, and you know they're. I don't know that people are second guessing some of those decisions, maybe with Kirk Cousins, but right. You know, you look at guys like Stafford, he's making a ton of money, but that's what you had to do to get a quarterback of that caliber. You know, that's right. That seems like a reasonable number to pay. In the overall scheme of things, it's completely unreasonable. Is it unreasonable for what quarterbacks make in the NFL for a team that seems to show you something, especially for a guy who is exceeding a lot of people's expectations? No, it's not an unreasonable number you threw out.
Yeah, no, it's not in like the real world, but this is New England. And so that to me is what I go back to, Bert. And you say, oh, you guys have sticker shock, or Zoe has sticker shock because you're so used to seeing Brady take less. Which is why I've assumed all along, oh, Cam will be here for a year. He'll be great if, you know, and then hit the market and get paid because the Patriots won't do it. What makes you think the Patriots are going to break from their tradition of paying quarterbacks less and all of a sudden open up the vault and back up the Brinks truck for Cam Newton?
I think it's incumbent on the Patriots to recognize that last year was an outlier of an offseason. When was the last time we saw an offseason where there was more quarterback supply than there was demand? Like, normally the reason these guys get paid is because there's no supply and there's a ton of demand. Last year was the first time where you had, you know, like Jameis Winston hung out there for a while, right? Cam Newton was on the market forever. Like, these are guys who like somebody would have taken a shot on in most other off seasons. Last year was an outlier of an off season where, for the first time, and I can remember, first time since I've been covering the league for sure, where a quarterback supply outweighed demand. Can you count on that happening again and driving the price down on Cam? I don't think you can. Like, that was such a weird, different offseason where you had Brady available, you had Rivers available. It's just not going to be that way every year. And so, I think you have to like understand the reality that you got that price on Cam because it was such a strange and different offseason. And even this, guys, like, people have talked about, oh, well, Cam Newton's making so much less than this player and this player and this player. And yeah, that's not right based on production. But like, you forgot about the fact that like when the Bears traded for Nick Foles, Cam was still on the Panthers roster. They didn't cut him until like 2 weeks into free agency. So like, there's all of these different circumstances that got you that price on Cam. That's not going to happen again.
Let's go to headlines with Hardy. We've got Bert Breer, the MMQB, with us. Cam Newton in the conversation. We'll get back to that. And your calls. We got open lines. Grab one now. We'll talk to you next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sports Hub. Consider them part of your benefits package.
That was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm told there was a great Adam Jones song last night that may have had this as its background. We'll get to that a little later on. Bert Breer from the MMQB is with us. 617-779-0985. Let's go to Josh, who's in Alaska, on Cam Newton and his contract. Hey, Josh.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I have not been, I was not excited about Patriots football at all until Cam was signed. That really gave me a spark just because I was pretty heartbroken about Tom Brady. But I would love to see him get a big contract right now like Bert's talking about. But, man, I would be so pissed off at the same time because why the hell didn't we give Tom Brady 75-3 and 75 after the last Super Bowl win? It would just like Zoe's saying when he's saying, oh, we're going to finally do it now. It would just, it'd make me so mad.
That's like, that's what Bert said too. It's like, it scraps what they believe in, you know, like they're going to hold him over the coals for 2 for 50.
I can tell you guys why, because Cam Newton's been better because the Patriots upgraded their quarterback this offseason. The most unthinkable thing, Bert, happened. They're better at quarterback and they're a better team right now because Cam is their quarterback and not Brady.
And you know, the other thing, guys, I mean, again, like it's just look at who's making 30 million plus in the NFL right now. There are 10 quarterbacks and I'll run down the list for you. Mahomes, Watson, Wilson, no argument with any of those. Right. Roethlisberger, Rodgers. I wouldn't think you'd argue with the accomplishments of those two.
Right.
Then Goff, Cousins, Wentz, Prescott, Matt Ryan.
Jeez.
I mean, it's like, that's just what it costs.
Goff. I just get caught up on Goff there, that Jared Goff makes $30 million a year.
That's what it costs. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it costs. And I think if you do them early, again, it becomes a little bit more manageable. You can dump some of the cap charge into this year. And, you know, you're working off of, you know, what is a huge discount. You're working off the contract that he's on right now.
Let me bring up a name you just had in that list. Dak Prescott. Is he going to re-sign in Dallas? Are they really going to possibly walk away from him in Dallas?
Yeah, I mean, I think if he becomes a free agent, it'll be in 2022, not 2021.
Well, you could franchise him again.
Yeah, they'd franchise him again, and that would cost him around 37.
Why would they not just sign him?
I think they're going to try to again. They offered him, I mean, the problem there, it's silly, but they have this thing where they want everybody to sign like freaking 10-year deals, you know? So if you look at like Jalen Smith's contract, DeMarcus Lawrence's contract, Zeke Elliott's contract, it's all about the length of the deal. Prescott wanted a deal that looked a little bit more like Deshaun Watson's that was only 4 years and that would get him back to free agency. Russell Wilson's done his contract, so that way too. But I think if Prescott's going to become a free agent, it won't be this year. They'll tag him again after this year so long as he plays as well as he has the first couple of weeks. You know, I think that where the rubber meets the road with him is if they can't get something done this year, it'd cost them like, I think, $54 million to tag him in 2022, which becomes a non-starter then. And so if he's ever going to become a free agent, I think it would be after next year, not after this year.
Spencer emails in wanting to know if with caps going down, does that benefit the Patriots in terms of their leverage against Cam Newton next year?
I don't think so, because, I mean, like you look at the Mahomes deal and the Watson deal, right? And both those deals were done with the Chiefs and Texans knowing the cap is going down. Like these weren't like pre-COVID deals. You know, these deals were done even with the knowledge that the cap could potentially have a shortfall in 2021 and could have a, I mean, like this could wind up lasting 3 or 4 years, depending on how much they lose this year. So, you know, I think that that's going to affect things at every other position. I think what the Watson and Mahomes deals have shown us is that quarterbacks are a little Teflon to all of that.
617-779-0985. We've got Steve who's in Newton up next. Hi, Steve.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Once again, showing what a great show you guys have.
Damn right.
And the Bert's comments and insight is something I've been waiting for ever since Sunday night. We need to re-sign Cam Newton, and we need to do it now. And here are several reasons why. First of all, he'll have the Brady effect. You'll be able to bring in free agents are going to want to come and play here in the future, number one. Number two, Coach Bill wants to have the winningest record of all time. Cam's his ticket to ride. Cam is going to take him there. Beetle, listen to yourself. You say, you know, if Cam walks, they don't have a team, they don't have a quarterback next year. This is it. This is brilliant. They need to do it. It'll be cheaper if they do it now than if they wait. Way to beat Bert.
I got to say, Bert's been making a lot of good points on this today.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see the light on this, but
attaboy,
I'm still nervous.
Attaboy.
I mean, I understand
why
you're nervous.
I've also been waiting since Sunday night for Burt.
He's got the injury history and everything else. I just think it's this position is just too important to screw around at, right? Like, I just, when you have somebody that you think you can win with over an extended period of time, and this, if you believe this is more than just like a 4 or 6 game blip, which we've seen those in the past, right? If you believe that this is more than that, it's just too important a position. It's just too important a thing to take care of on an NFL team. I don't think you screw around. And, you know, if he's willing, and it seems like he's really happy here too, right, guys?
But we've also got him in a contract year. And every player in every sport, the ones that are truly competitive and want to fight for that next deal, you always get great performances in contract years from the best players, don't you?
Okay. Yeah, and that, I mean, like, look, that's a fair point. I just tell you, I believe if you look, I think when Cam, and I'd have to look this up again, but I think when Cam was the MVP, that was the year he got his new contract. Like, if you look it up, like, he'd actually just gotten paid when he won the MVP of the league, and they went 15-1 and got to the Super Bowl, because that was his fifth year in the league. And so, one thing Cam doesn't get enough credit for, too, and I think there's a bunch of stuff like this, and I've said this to you guys over the last few weeks, but he's super competitive. So I don't think he's driven so much by money. Like, I don't think this is a guy who you're all of a sudden going to have to worry about mailing it in a month.
No, I'm not. I'm not worried about him mailing it in. I'm just saying that, you know, like, universally, you get great performances out of players.
Yeah.
No. All right, you're right. My contract's coming up. Yeah. I got to give, you know, even if it's conscious or subconscious. I'm not saying if you pay him, all of a sudden he's like, oh, you know, going to just sort of take it easy because he got paid. I'm not suggesting that. I'm just saying contract years are always beneficial to a team when you've got a competitive player like Cam Newton.
That's fair. I just think having that element, like, I can understand that. I just think having stability at the most important position on the field is more important than that. It's more important about worrying about any sort of psychological game you're playing.
Bert, we're going to talk next maybe about why it is that Tyrod Taylor did not play on Sunday. Are you familiar with any of the reasoning behind that?
Yes, the shot. Yeah,
we're going to get to that.
Oh.
Quick mention of that, and back to your calls and conversation on the Patriots and Cam Newton. That's on the way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. He got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Let's all sing Pop Goes the Weasel.
Pop goes the pop, goes the wine and then the weasel. I see the empty pocket needs a refill. I got a squad with a list of complainers.
Bert Breer is with us here on Zolak and Bertrand. Listen to this, Bert. Tweet from Schefter. You may already know of this. Yeah. The Chargers team doctor accidentally punctured quarterback Tyrod Taylor's lung just before kickoff Sunday while trying to administer a pain-killing injection to the quarterback's cracked ribs, league and team sources told ESPN.
You know what this could be, too? This could be collapsed lung day, because at 1 o'clock we're going to talk to Drew Bledsoe today. Yeah, he had a collapsed lung at one time. Now,
is it possible to have a collapsed lung and then have it not collapse?
I knew somebody was going with that. I didn't know if I was going to have to be the one, but I take everything back
I said about Anthony Lynn yesterday, because Justin Herbert found out right before the game he was going to play, and he went and played really well, Bert. I was shocked by it. There's no rigidity to him. He was fluid. He moved around well.
And tough.
And then and then Anthony Lynn said right away after the game, well, if Tyrod's fine, he's our quarterback. If he's 100%, he's our quarterback. Like, what moron says that? Because you went and drafted this guy in the first round, which means you targeted your quarterback of the future.
Right.
He played well. What do you got to lose? Just play him. I didn't know that your moron doctor punctured your starting quarterback's lung. So
right.
He should be
and
the
it's
starter.
Probably like, it probably might be a little insensitive at that point to say, you know, like, this guy's not our starting quarterback anymore while he's battling. Like,
you can't do that now if your own doctor punctured your starting quarterback's lung.
Right. So, Jesus. Yeah, and the Chargers have had some bad luck health-wise and with team doctors in the past. So it's, I mean, like, look, I think the equation changed for the Chargers. Now, they believe they've got a team that can contend. They won in week one. In week two, they, you know, went to the mat, went to OT with the Chiefs, right?
Yep.
So I think it's fair for Anthony Lynn to look at it and say, you know, we feel like we have a contender. And like most coaches in that spot are going to want a veteran quarterback in there. And to be fair, like some of the stuff that he said about Justin Herbert missing some things that cost the Chargers, I know that stuff is true. There are some things in the game where didn't do it exactly the way I'd say the coaches wanted him to do it, which, you know, look, like at some point you're going to have to deal with that, right? Like if you got a young quarterback, some point, like he's going to have to go through that. And so I think the equation changed now where it's, before it was, we're only going to put Justin Herbert in if we're not contending anymore. If we somehow fall out of the race, Justin Herbert goes in. To now, I think it's, I mean, if Tyrod Taylor gets back in the lineup, which I don't know. It's just, you know, if this thing keeps Tyrod out more than it did just last week, then, you know, maybe we're talking about something else here. It goes to, I think Tyrod Taylor now is on notice. And if Tyrod Taylor looks in any way like he's holding the team back, then, you know, I think you're justified in going to Justin Herbert based on the way he played in a high-pressure environment against the Super Bowl champions.
Is it possible to have a collapsed lung for a short period of time and then have it not collapse?
There it is. Do you guys just have a button that does that?
Yeah, sometimes it takes a couple of minutes to get the button fired up, but it's in there.
They actually just installed a switch in the studio for all shows to have immediate access to it.
Tom is in Newton on the Patriots. Hi, Tom.
Yeah, hey, guys. I just want to weigh in on the Pats the other night. I mean, I know a lot of people were talking about, you know, the end of the game and kind of that sequence there where they almost could have won the thing. I mean, I thought, you know, all in all, the offense is pretty good. I mean, considering the fact that, you know, the running back seems to only be able to take what's blocked, doesn't seem like they got a ton of receivers. Cam Newton looked great. I thought the offense was, you know, kind of gave you everything you could have expected. My concern is the defense. I mean, what's regarded as, like, the best part of this team, the defense, the secondary, I mean, they're getting the top taken off, they're giving up deep balls, the linebacker position's a disaster. Like, what's going on with that? Because, I mean, when I look at it, I say, okay, Patriots had 30 points on the board. They should be able to win that game. And now, you know, I'm not so sure. So, you know, what do you think about that?
Well, I personally think you're starting to feel like the attrition in the front seven, right? Like, you lost a lot of guys. You lost.
Bert, they don't have anybody after injury.
I mean, that's the thing is, like you lost Jamie Collins, you lost Kyle Van Noy, you lost Trey Flowers 2 years ago. Dont'a Hightower opted out. I mean, like, how many snaps did you lose out of that front seven? You know, I still think the secondary is really good, but if they've got to hold up for 5 or 6 seconds, you know, and Russell Wilson's playing quarterback, that's what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
Almost any secondary in the NFL, you know?
And teams are going to catch on. I mean, they were a nickel and sub and dime all week. Like, they didn't play any regular personnel against them. And the problem is you get Juwan Bentley in the middle, played all 63 snaps. He shouldn't be out there on third down passing.
Right.
You know, and I know Josh Uche's, he's hurt. He's coming back. Afrenay Jennings there, but he's a rook.
Yeah.
You know, last week, Calvin Noy got kicked back to the middle a little bit with Miami. I just wonder if you got a guy that's playing well on the outside, one of those guys that's playing well is Winovich. Would you move him around a little bit? But I don't know if he's big enough to play the middle.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, that's a tough switch, too, going from being, like, on-the-ball linebacker to playing off the ball. And, you know, I know they think that Josh Uche can pull it off, which is why they were working him there in camp. You know, and we've seen guys pull it off. I mean, Kyle Van Noy sort of went through that transition. Mike Vrabel did it all those years ago. So we've seen them do that with guys in the past. It's just not an easy thing to do, and some guys can't. Like, some guys just don't have the skill set to do it. I don't know. Winovich is really good for what he is. I'm not sure that he's the sort of player that you're going to be moving off the line and putting in space quite as much, if that makes sense.
Bert, yesterday we were talking about the league and talking about teams that have started 2-0 and what you've seen through 2 weeks, and not based on what you expect from teams, but who is the clear-cut best team, the team that has performed the best, I should say, through the first 2 weeks?
Baltimore. I know they played Cleveland in week one, and Cleveland's Cleveland. But the way that they just, you know, I think manhandled the Texans and being able to win as convincingly as they haven't, you know, through 2 weeks. And we're going to find out on Monday night because they're playing the Chiefs. But it looks to me like they're every bit the team they were that went 14-2 last year. And you know what's encouraging about it, you know, for Baltimore is you see all these young players that are playing really well. Marlon Humphrey's quietly one of the best corners in the league. Patrick Queen at linebackers fit right in. J.K. Dobbins has added a spark to their offense. You know, young players like Hollywood Brown and Mark Andrews have taken another step forward. And so, I mean, Lamar's Lamar, but they're, it just feels like it's like one of these organizations that has, you know, that's pulling on all cylinders right now. And so they be one. The other team that surprised me a little bit is the Packers. Like, I think the Packers.
Yeah, they look good.
Looking at where they are through 2 weeks, you almost forget they were in the title game last year because they got blown out so badly in that game. You almost forget that they were there. But they were in the Final Four last year, and they've scored over 40 points their first 2 weeks. Aaron Rodgers is more comfortable in Matt LaFleur's offense. You know, I think the defense has got, you know, high-end potential. Even though, you know, they didn't play great defensively in week one against Minnesota. You know, after that first quarter, I mean, they just blew the Lions out of the building. And so I think the Packers right now, I would say the Packers are another one of those teams that it surprised me a little bit in that, like, I thought they were probably a top 10 team, and they've looked more like a top 3 or 4 team over the first couple of weeks.
All right, Bert. Great talking to you today.
Yeah, pal.
Appreciate you being
awesome.
Here.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Appreciate nice you hair. Having
me.
We'll
do it again next week.
You like it?
Yeah.
Camera works
where'd
all right,
get,
too.
Let's get that microphone.
Sounds good.
It's a nice mic.
It is a nice microphone.
It's a podcast mic.
It ain't cheap.
Yeah, they sent it to me. I don't know what it costs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Bert's got people to take care of those things.
They stick a hole in your...
You mean like management? Is that my people? Yeah. Management?
Yeah.
They sent me a podcast mic so I can podcast from home.
But you need like a hole to stick that stand into.
We're curious to see what that setup is there.
I'd be happy to bring it in when I'm allowed into...
No, ain't nobody allowed.
No, that won't be anytime soon.
Bledsoe wanted to come in. They won't allow him in.
Yeah, we denied Drew Bledsoe today.
Yeah.
Sorry. Wow.
Management.
Yeah.
Management.
So you had
again.
No problem saying no to me. Then.
Management said no.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got all kind of wine, too. That's a shame. That's a shame.
Is he going to leave it at the door for you guys or something?
I don't think he's
going to leave it at the door. Like,
but works both ways. You scratch my back.
So he's actually in town, then. That's why he's coming on. All right.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Invite him over your house. Yeah.
Drew's great. Drew's fantastic. He's nice and he's doing, look, the wine's still doing awesome out there, right?
Oh, he's crushing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Bert.
See you, Bert.
See you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bert Breer. Checking in from his home. We'll take headlines. Just a moment here. Take a moment. Get the headlines. Get updated. Good Celtics game 4 coming up tonight. We are still talking about Cam Newton and the contract situation and whether or not the Patriots should do it. Yep. I'm very hesitant to say they should do it right now. But
I'm thinking about heading to Hardee's after work. Use his hot tub. I heard that hot tub read right there. My back's still bugging me and... Tried everything except the hot tub.
You want to stop by for a soak?
I'll go over there for a soak.
Want to stop by for a soak?
Yeah. Little soak.
Dub, 3 men in a tub. Let's do it.
Pants I can wear? You just tell the kids close their eyes.
Don't worry about it.
I'll be all
right. Nothing they haven't seen before.
That's true.
They've seen Uncle Zoe in the buff before.
All right,
you don't remember the last time you stopped over.
We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Now, Sports Talk. Well, you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, so coming off that conversation with Bert, all that money for Cam Newton.
It's too much, right?
I know it makes you uneasy.
It's 2 games. What if he has a pick 6 the other night? He threw that 1 pick. The other one should have been pick 2. Kid made a good play on it. Telegraphed it. What's the narrative if they lose by 14? Still paying him? See, I think you got the flex of that time around the bye to give you a couple more games against good opponents. Raiders are 2-0. If the Chiefs win this weekend and you play them, guess what? Everybody in the month of September is undefeated when you play them. That helps Cam at the bye. We talk at the bye. Right now, give me a little more time.
Right. So I heard what Bert said in that if you wait too long, and I said, what's the difference between now and 6 weeks? He said, if you wait 6 weeks and the team plays extremely well, well, he might just say, well, I've only got, you know.
I think he would respect it and like that. Now, if you wait till the end of the year, remember when the Mayo deal got done and Walker was pissed off? And I think that was after Thanksgiving. It was closer to Christmas. It was a December extension. Like, you extend someone else there and you don't talk to Cannon, and then that's a problem. But I think you get around the bye around week five. Like, we haven't had preseason. We need to catch up. Four games of tape under us. We're with you every day now. We see the effort you put in.
My question would be, is he any less motivated after four games to do the deal than he would be after two?
I think he'd be the same.
As would I.
Yeah, so just wait
and I feel better.
There's a lot of this stuff. I mean, I think it's real, real overreaction now after two games.
It's an overreaction.
Pump the brakes. But it's real.
How much could the price go up in two games, Hardy?
No.
Is it going to go up or down? The longer you wait in the season, is it going to go up or down? Almost regardless of how he plays, do you think he's going to fall off a cliff and just look terrible?
No.
So it's just going to keep going up. The closer you get to the end of the year,
aren't you slotted anyway?
Without a plan in place for next year, the more the price goes up.
You're slotted anyway. You're not getting Dak. You're not getting Deshaun Watson. And you're not getting Mahomes. Money.
What's your best plan for next year right now? Who's your best plan at quarterback?
It'd be great if he played well and he stayed.
Okay, so your best plan right now.
Of guys you could talk to and know they're capable.
Aaron Rodgers is up.
Well, he's not up. He would need to get cut, I believe. Right. But it's been talked about. That name has been mentioned.
What if
I'm talking about right now in terms of guys you can actually talk to?
Right now.
Right now, there's only one answer. It's Cam Newton.
Yeah.
So who else could there be?
Start the talk.
Stuff happens.
And it doesn't have to be an offer to blow him out of the water.
Start talks creates a distraction. Right now. Starts to create a distraction.
He is Bill your best option at quarterback for next year.
Even if Bill knows that.
Look, mess around with kickers all you want. Don't have any real receivers other than Julian Edelman. Go ahead without, great options at tight end for a couple few years in a row. You can't mess around with a quarterback. Who's your quarterback next year? Who's your quarterback next year?
Okay, what about, so if it's a 3 years on top of this.
What was his option when Brady was leaving? When you knew Tom was gone. Tom said, I'm leaving. Like, what was your option then?
All right. If there's going to be a Cam
Stidham, Newton. Stidham was going to be the next best thing, right? That's what we were told.
It was Stidham. And then if, you know.
Well, you picked Brian Hoyer up.
Okay. Those are your two other options. Yeah. Then. You can go with one of those.
Yeah.
Good luck. I'll start talking to Cam this week. Okay. If it's me, I'll start the conversations right now. Okay. If they haven't already.
Do you want Cam thinking about money during the season,
though?
No.
That's the hard part. It's like he's playing motivated with this thing. He called it when Bob Sosi asked him that question about junior college. Remember that? And he said, this is sort of like junior college for me, meaning he went to Florida, right? Then had to go to junior college to get his next shot at something big. This is what he's treating this year as.
He's still thinking about money, whether he's thinking about all the money he's going to make if he plays well, or if he's thinking about money in a contract negotiation.
Once he gets it, doesn't he ease up a little bit?
Yeah, he'll stop trying. No,
ease up a little bit.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think he's that type of player.
So if you move some of that money into this year, let's say it's $25 million. You're going to pay him $400,000? Which is
maybe.
Three, right? I mean,
maybe.
What's the total deal then?
$400,000, including this year. So it's like a 3 year extension for $75 million.
I'm not going to pay him anything. The Patriots are going to have to pay a quarterback.
I know that, obviously. But if you're the GM, so uncomfortable with it.
I don't know.
He's so uncomfortable.
You don't know what to do.
It's not that $30 million mark.
It's the Jimmy G deal. They just front loaded a whole bunch of money, and now he's not making as much, right?
Yeah.
I guess so. I don't know.
They put like 27 or they put like 37 on the cap the first year of Jimmy G's deal.
Sure. So you could do that with this deal. I'm just saying over the course of the deal, the money, it's $100 million. It's 4 years and, you know, half of it's guaranteed.
Cam can sell it as $300,000 extension and you can sell it as you're only paying him $370,000 going forward.
Bingo. Yeah, you got to sort of maneuver the money there to make it look like it's, you know.
What fans think if you wouldn't go to the table and just even talk to Brady about it. But yet you would give Cam a 3-year, $100 million extension.
Cam is significantly younger.
It would break Brady's balls over 2 for $50 million.
Brady's right. I mean, I understand that. I get. I mean,
we played the game. Do you want to motivate a Tom Brady, or do you want Cam? Which one would you flip from? We did this yesterday.
Yeah. Well, right now I'd want Cam.
Yeah, you guys both said that Cam's better for this team, so for you can't argue.
For this season. For this season.
Right. Okay, for this team. For this team.
No, I don't know about this team. This season.
This team. No, this group of players. This personnel.
That group of players needs to get better. That group needs to be better. But in theory, the group gets better. Cam is still going to be a great quarterback for your team.
Mm-hmm.
He's a better quarterback right now than Tom Brady. Sorry.
So you're paying him more than
that
Tom Brady.
That sucks to hear. It sucks to admit. I love Tom Brady, but that's the truth through 2 weeks.
The longer you wait, the closer you're going to have to get to that number or go beyond it. I don't know what you're waiting for.
But I would have the same. Here's the thing. I'd have the same concerns about Brady in 2 or 3 years that I would have about Cam Newton for different reasons. But Cam's Newton. Cam's Newton. Cam is younger, and there's more upside. And just there is, because there's less concern over time. There's an injury concern there because of the way the guy plays. He's, you know, fearless out there.
Low Peloton score.
I worry about that.
That to the negotiating table.
Yep.
Say, you know, if this score were a little higher, maybe we'd be inclined to give you more money.
With that low Peloton score, now we got to give you Tannehill type numbers.
That's right.
Brian, by the way, writes in, Beetle, love the show. Listen all the time from Pennsylvania. Jake has been way off on his Peloton takes. There's more to just an output number. I run regularly and use the bike to loosen up my legs and my feet, and it works great for that. These types of rides will not produce a high number. It's a recovery ride. Also, he said something about Linda's account a while back. You can log into your account from anywhere. There's a Peloton bike, like a hotel. And that means you could lend someone your login information. It doesn't mean the ride was necessarily in your home. Which, again, there's that one suspect score on her account. Wondering who it was that was riding the bike. He says, keep up the great work, boys. It's from Brian. Thank you, Brian.
Thanks. Brian has a Peloton for a warm-up bike, huh?
Yeah, Peloton's warm-up. That's just recovery, getting loose. Then he goes for a run.
Zoe's
got a warm-up bike.
I'm not giving you my name.
He lays his clothes out on the seat of the Peloton so they warm up after he takes them out of that cold closet.
It's in the basement in the weight room.
We need Jake to get on Zoe's scores.
Nope. He ain't getting
it. Yes, he needs to investigate Zoe's scores.
Good luck, pal.
He said it's public, right?
You have to hide your name.
Did you hide your name?
Oh, yeah.
No, it's me.
Elvira
7. Z16.
Yeah. Third deep.
Alex
now.
On the Cape. Alex.
Hey, Beetle, I think you're completely right as far as the performance and age goes and factoring Newton versus Brady. And I really hope whether if it comes sooner or rather later, Cam keeps up the performance and keeps it up against better teams and remains healthy and keeps going. I do think he's the most viable option maybe for the future because there's nothing I see on the horizon. But the big thing for me, a couple of things, and it really has to do with interest in Brady versus Newton. And to me, I think I'm kind of a crazy, wacko sports fan who kind of likes the drama and like the unknown. And I think for many years, and I kind of lost interest in the Patriots, with Brady was like a sure factor. Like he always had that feeling of like, you know what, no matter what, they're going to go far. They can go far. They're a dynasty. And to me, that is less interesting than the unknown factor of Cam Newton and how he performs and how far they can go, because I really don't know where that ceiling is. The second thing is just the personality between the two characters. Brady is somewhat, he seems a little bit corporate now. He's got the TB12. He seems a little robotic. He kind of seems further away from me than the almost cartoonish style of Cam Newton. And even though he has that cartoonish style,
okay, we're all over the place there, Alex, but thank you. Sure. Yeah. Is it easier to identify with Cam Newton and Tom Brady? Yeah, I could see that. Sure, as a fan. Tom Brady, very, very buttoned up, very corporate. Cam Newton, very passionate about the game in the way that, you know, we all are.
Nice thing is he said he buys entire staff new clothes, too. He'd dress everybody up if he had some certain incentives in his game. He goes, talk about extensions. He goes, well, I do have extensions built in. So, you know, bonuses built in. And if I do hit him, I might just dress up the whole staff. Oh. Said he's going to do that. So can you imagine Bill in one of those yellow suits with a hat?
Well, Cam could have helped Bill today, for sure.
I kind of like that. Bill got me ready for Halloween. It's like, that's one of those crazy people in the nut house. Yeah.
Does Cam talk? When does Cam talk now? When is his next availability?
Friday?
Wednesdays or Thursdays? He's been speaking in the afternoon on Wednesdays or Thursdays.
He's later in the day. Mm. I think someone should ask him about Bill's hoodie and if he could offer some fashion advice to Bill. Because
he'll take that bait.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cam went with the low-key dress during the post-game presser, huh? He had the hat, but he had like the sweats on, right?
And he had a long trip, Jim.
Let me tell you something about Bill. I think Cam Newton would support it. You want to know why? It is a distinct style.
Yes.
It's not a carbon copy. You know what? First rule of style. I'm making this up as I go. Make it your own, huh? Sounds like a thing.
Yeah.
That's Bill's style.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I bet on some level Cam respects it. It's not his style. Is it distinctly Bill?
Everybody has a certain style.
It is.
Like my kid came downstairs last night. He got dressed for bed, brushed his teeth, came down, had an outfit on, looked like it was from third grade. T-shirt, half cut.
Sweatpants. Like, crop top?
What are you wearing? Well, it's in my night drawer. Yeah. Take it off. Throw it in the trash. Yeah. We need to go shopping, huh?
It's a style.
Maybe Huey.
You're messing with his style.
Hey, and he looked like, oh, I don't know what he was doing. Like one of ballerinas. Get it off now. Get you some real clothes. Come on.
Okay, we're getting ready for the Celtics game tonight. That's game four. The
Let's
NBA.
Go.
The NBA has some plans for how they're going to start their next season. This season's almost over. We're in the conference finals, then you get the finals.
That's a good point.
They got to figure out when they're going to start playing basketball again.
Are they going to be in a bubble again?
Well, Adam Silver has talked about what next season might look like in the NBA. We'll mix that into the conversation. And, of course, the phone lines are always open for you. You're on Zolak and Bertrand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.